This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. German police have arrested three people, including, they say, the attacker, after three festival goers were stabbed to death in western Germany last night. The BBC's Jessica Parker.
Timo was at the event. He says people are in shock.
It's absolutely terrible. I have no words for this, because normally you hear that from Paris, Berlin, Cologne, but not here in Solingen.
Authorities have said it appears that the attacker was unknown to his victims.
The head of a controversial messaging app, Pavel Durov, has been arrested at an airport in France. The BBC's Carl Nesma.
The French TF1 channel reporting that the billionaire founder and CEO of Telegram has been arrested outside Paris. That happened Saturday night, citing an unnamed source.
French police had issued an arrest for Durov. They allege a lack of monitors on Telegram allowed criminal activity to take place undeterred. The app has 900 million active users worldwide. Police are investigating an explosion outside a synagogue in southern France today. The BBC's Chris Bachman.
Tens of thousands of holidaymakers are in La Grande Motte this weekend, close to the city of Montpellier. French police tell the BBC a car with a gas canister parked outside a local synagogue exploded, setting the building alight. A police officer was injured by the blast.
Five people, including the rabbi who were in the synagogue complex at the time of the attack, were unharmed. A man has now been arrested. Team Trump is hoping the support and endorsement of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will help the former president in swing states. CBS's Christian Benavides has been crunching the numbers.
CBS News polling shows Kennedy was generating 2% of the vote, though it's not yet clear where his supporters would now go. The Trump campaign hopes it could make a difference in a state like Arizona, where the former president lost by just under 11,000 votes.
The community in Seattle is in shock and mourning after a deadly carjacking. More on that from CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
King County, Washington prosecutors have filed charges against a man they say forced his way into a vehicle, pushed a beloved 80-year-old Seattle dog walker out, and then ran over her, killing her. There were dogs in that car, and they say he then stabbed Ruth Dalton's dog to death. Jamed Kamal Haynes is charged with first-degree murder, second-degree assault, and first-degree animal cruelty. He has been denied bail.
Hundreds of people, some clothed, some not, cruised the streets of Philadelphia today. They were getting cheered by onlookers in the 15th annual Philly Naked Bike Ride. The ride promotes cycling as fuel-conscious transportation and encourages body positivity. Organizers tell riders to get as bare as you dare. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
This year, Dell Technologies Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping ComputerAid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Are you a busy bragger, or do you have one in your office?
You know the coworker who is always telling everyone they're so busy?
No, I cannot make that business meeting. I've got a different business meeting at 3, and we'll be doing business there.
While they may think it's showing how indispensable they are to the company, it's really doing the opposite. According to a study in personnel psychology, busy braggers are actually perceived as less competent and have poor time management skills. And the researchers found that stress spreads. Listening to these coworkers makes you feel more pressured and thus more likely to experience burnout, which is bad for business. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
At the Berlin Zoo, a longtime resident giant panda bear has given birth to twins for a second time. The cubs were born only 11 days after ultrasound scans showed that the 11-year-old mother was pregnant. The cubs weigh about 6 ounces and 4 and 8 ounces, and they're about 5.5 inches long. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a storm or two, and lows near 70. For tomorrow, lots of sunshine, highs to the low 80s. Heating up and more humidity Monday, mostly sunny and near 90, and low 90s Tuesday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Thank you. And all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I will leave her now.
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I
the one you with, love the one.
something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine.
WRJN.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. When money people talk about retirement plans, they'll usually start talking about 401ks. But if you are one of the 57 million Americans who doesn't have a retirement plan from your job, I worked in restaurants for a long time, so I know, retirement planning can seem mysterious. I know it really did for me. That's why today I'm talking about target date funds. That's the retirement tool that I use when I did not have a job with a 401k. I chose an investment fund with a target date. For me, it was the year I'm going to retire, you know, when I turned 65. And then I started putting money in the account, and the fund adjusts my investments over time moving from higher return but riskier things to less risky things as my retirement date approaches. The hardest part of retirement investing is getting started. I hope this helps. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrow at chris.moreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I want you.
is the night
to go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace, isn't it a pity? Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night
to go to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight.
Looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alva, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Double!
have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. I'm not alone. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh, I
too shy. And I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She bends close to me like I hope she would.
She asks me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Oh. We only dance for a minute or two. Then she's stuck close to me the whole night through. Oh. Can I be the one in love?
She's everything I've been dreaming of.
She's everything I've been dreaming of. I moved to home and she held my hand. I knew it couldn't be just the one night stand. So I asked to see her next week and she told me I could.
I asked to see her and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
RJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
well. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say